Chapter 13. Twitch led the way, but I was able to follow in what I'd taken to calling my mini-map. I kept it up most of the way, watching occasionally in case we took a wrong turn. At one point, I made a comment, but she laughed and proved me wrong, bringing us through a shortcut. We were more interested in my new powers than our surroundings, and only had to use detours twice to avoid large groups of supervillains.
"Sometimes powers take getting used to,"
Charm explained.
"Like, at first, I was fast and strong. Of course I had my ears and tail, but it wasn't until later that I learned about my moniker, my charm. Then it was all about trial and experiment."
"How'd that go?"
Twitch asked.
"You know, some kid tries to bully me, gets up in my face. I blow a bit of shame her way. She suddenly thinks we've all seen her naked and runs off horrified."
"That's possible?" I asked, then looked at them with shock. "Wait, I mean, did you use your charm to make me think I was, you know..."
"Getting nasty with us?"
Charm asked, then scoffed.
"Hell no. That was all real. Besides, it's not like that. She didn't imagine being nude and think it was happening. My understanding of it is she had a memory, but it didn't make sense because part of her knew it had never happened. While she's running off in horror, part of her knows it can't be true. Still, her emotions take over and she's embarrassed."
"Weird," I said.
"Kind of like how I charmed you to show me your cock."
"You didn't,"
Twitch said, giving her a scolding glance.
"He wanted to. Just needed to unleash the beast. Let his inhibitions down, you know?"
Charm laughed.
"We all had fun. No harm done."
"Seems wrong,"
Twitch said, turning to me as if I had an opinion on it. I shrugged. "Maybe if the tables were reversed, but most guys would gladly expose themselves, especially if it means some action."
"Plus,"
Charm raised a hand,
"supervillain over here."
"That doesn't give you free rein to do as you wish,"
Twitch countered.
"If anything, it means you should do more to prove you aren't a horrible person."
Charm rolled her eyes and stopped, turning to me.
"Breaker, did you feel I took advantage of you when I jacked you off and let you come all over my chest?"
I felt motion in my pants at the memory, cleared my throat, and said, no.
Interesting. How about when I put your cock in my mouth in the shower, then?"
This time I laughed. "Come on, she's not saying that."
"Then we all agree she can get off my case,"
Charm said, glaring at Twitch.
"Or maybe I charm you too, and we see what happens."
"Thus proving my point,"
Twitch said.
"Whatever."
Charm took the lead, but Twitch nodded to me as if she'd been getting my back in that argument. After a few minutes of walking, Charm started up again.
"My point was that you have to test your powers,"
she said.
"Get used to it and see what else you can do."
"How do I do that?" I asked.
"Imagine something like you did back there,"
Twitch chimed in, looking thoughtful.
"The wolf part might be easiest, since you did it once before."
"Yeah, do that one."
Charm bit her lip, her telltale sign that something excited her. "Really?" I asked, shaking my head.
"Hey, it's not bestiality if I know it's really you using a disguise. And something about not being the only one with furry ears and a tail works for me."
There was no point trying to further understand that. And in some way, I supposed it made sense. As we walked, I simply thought about transforming. It wasn't like magic, I supposed, where one had to strengthen a skill and master the art of pulling on dark forces or some etheric plane. Superpowers, to my understanding, simply worked as any part of you did. That said, maybe a good analogy was my recent obsession with sex. Just because I wanted to get a boner didn't mean it always went up. Like, at that moment, when I wanted to change, nothing happened. Thinking of it in relation to my cock made a lot of sense, so instead of just wishing it to happen, I focused on the emotions I'd felt before. Trapped, two supervillains about to discover and kill me. My heart thudded, and sure enough, I glanced down, and my hands were covered in fur, long claws at the end of my fingers.
"Fucking awesome!"
Charm exclaimed, and Twitch was looking at me with respect. Above my mini-map, the bar showed up like it had with my camo before, quickly depleting until I showed up as plain old me again. When it faded, Charm looked extremely let down. "We need to grind," I said. Charm glanced over to Twitch, then back to me and frowned.
"I'm usually all for it, but is now really the time? I mean, you two just got it on and all."
"Not what I meant," I explained. "Grind, like in a game. I need to fight to get my level up. make it last longer.
To be clear, we're not talking about sex.
No, I said, frustrated. Make the power last longer, because apparently it's all tied together. My powers, the suit, everything.
Ah,
Twitch said, nodding.
That's not a bad idea. Fight some of the lower-powered supervillains to get you more used to your powers.
Except that you don't have any attack powers,
Charm pointed out.
That might be the first thing we have to remedy,
Twitch said. It was exactly what I'd been thinking, but I wasn't sure how comfortable I was saying it to these two women. Taking on a new power was unpredictable. More relevant in this case was the fact that it meant either having some sort of intercourse with a super, oral, vaginal, maybe anal, or swapping blood. No matter what, it was an odd topic to bring up, so I was glad Twitch had done it instead of me. Charm was clearly feeling exactly what I'd worried about as she glared at Twitch.
You want him to risk that sort of exposure?
Neither of us has strong attack powers,
Twitch replied.
So we either trust someone else to be in our trio, or convince a powerful super to go down on him.
I remembered how Twitch had watched and touched herself while Charm did just that in the shower. It shouldn't have come as a shock that she suggested this. Charm, however, was appalled.
I'm sharing him with you because I like you, because you're hot as fuck, and whatever. The point is, no, I'm not okay with that.
Sharing him with me?
Twitch asked, voice dripping with condescension. I didn't know I was yours to share, I said, careful to keep my voice more curious than challenging.
Shut up,
Charm shot out, not even looking my way.
Of course you are.
I pursed my lips, wanting to say something, but figuring now wasn't the best time. There was no reason for me to care if she was possessive. It was kind of cute. Twitch sighed.
You think I don't have feelings for him? That I would be okay with some other woman wrapping her lips around his cock? Hell! Doesn't have to be a woman.
Whoa! I protested, but nobody was listening to me.
I think you'd like it,
Charm challenged her. She'd apparently noticed that night, too. Maybe even been putting on a show. Twitch licked her lips, glanced aside, and said,
Blood mixing, then. I don't care. Point is, we need someone with an attack power.
Can't you just reprogram him with those screens you have?
Charm asked with a sigh, apparently just as tired as I was of this conversation.
It doesn't work like that.
Twitch shot up several screens and moved her hands along one. As she did, the lights dimmed, then went very bright. The walls twisted like long saws being bent, and as we watched, she even floated off the ground for a moment. When she landed, she explained.
I have to know what I'm doing, first of all. It's like any programming. If you just hop in without a clue, you can seriously destroy something. And everything you see has its own code. That's part of why I wasn't able to fully understand Breaker's powers at first. Now I'm getting more used to it, studying the way he works.
That's not creepy at all, I interrupted.
Point is,
she continued with only a cursory glance at me,
I'm starting to get your code, which is why I could share the map with you. It's why the color wheel makes so much sense to me now, in relation to your powers, and why we want to be careful with which offensive power to try and get for you.
To be clear,
Charm said, grabbing her by the arm. It seemed a defiant act, but her eyes showed resignation.
We're doing this?
Blood or otherwise,
Twitch said.
As long as we win, keep our lives and help Breaker become an elder, I'm willing to see this through.
Then so am I,
Charm said. And me? Do I get a say? I stood there, hands out, annoyed that we'd stopped yet again and that they were discussing me as if I wasn't even there.
Are you seriously going to argue if we convince another woman to go down on you?
Twitch asked.
Give me a break,
Charm said, turning away. I have two beautiful women, one who clearly doesn't like this idea, I protested. Let's do the blood thing if we find someone, but not the other stuff.
With blood, we'd have to cut you. You'd go into this fight injured?
Twitch shook her head.
It doesn't make sense.
I choose, though,
Charm said, glancing back at me, then fixing her gaze on Twitch.
We get our resistance going, and I get to decide who it is.
Excuse me. My patience was running thin, and I was annoyed that I had another boner, this time at the thought of doing something I really didn't want to do. I at least get veto power.
Fair enough,
Twitch said to both of us.
And good point, We need to keep moving.
As we continued, I tried my powers a few more times, even attempting to look like Twitch once. She glanced over at me and nearly had a heart attack, though Charm seemed to think this was even hotter than the wolf illusion. Swearing to never do it again at Twitch's insistence, I changed out of her image and gave the illusion trick a break. Which worked out fine, because the flashing image on my mini-map showed that we were almost there. It was time to see if we could figure out this resistance business and, apparently, find a suitable badass chica to go down on me. What a weird fucking day. Amazing, but weird.